This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's Wild Oil of Oregano supports a variety of healthy benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate Wild Oil of Oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a very momentous edition of Intelligent Medicine because we're in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. And yeah, we're live. I'm socially distancing, which is no big feat because I've been remote broadcasting this program from my home studio for about 20 years. I was one of the early radio pioneers who said to the folks at my radio station around the early 2000s, I said, why go into the studio? Because at the time, my weekday program was at night, and walking through the streets of New York late at night after my program ended at 11 o'clock, it was nice. The streets were empty, but it got to be kind of a drag. So I've been remote broadcasting from my home studio. 877-726-8255. I'm in New York City amidst the lockdown, where the streets are eerily empty and many of the stores closed. You can get essential supplies at pharmacies and at markets. But a lot of the stuff that we normally do has ground to a halt here in New York. I just got in under the wire. I was traveling abroad, and I decided a week or so ago to not cancel my long-planned vacation to the British Virgin Islands, to Tortola, which is a wonderful place to dive. I got in 10 spectacular scuba dives while there, and I dove each day for 5 consecutive days and had a great time. But the island was closed to foreigners entering on the very day that we planned to leave. That means we could get out of Dodge, and people were nervously talking about their getaway plans as the restaurant and hotel owners and dive shops kind of wistfully resigned themselves to a very lonely next few weeks. Zero cases in Tortola, so unlike tourists to Europe, to Italy and Spain and some of the hot zone countries on the European continent, the Southern Hemisphere and the Caribbean has been relatively spared, although that may soon change. A lot of people nervously washing their hands. And here's a question for you. How many of you, and let's be honest now, routinely wash your hands, especially you men, after going to the bathroom before the coronavirus? But be honest, probably a relatively low percentage. Surveys say that it's less than half. And now people are scrupulously washing spending that requisite 20 seconds under the faucet, using lots of soap and rubbing vigorously to wash away the virus. Hand washing really does something to get rid of viruses because they have lipid envelopes, and the soap perfectly breaks up those lipid envelopes and neutralizes the viruses. So it's our first-line defense against transmission. It's a very, very strange time because how many of you out there feel great every day? Aren't there a lot of days where you feel a little tired, a little achy, a little run down? Maybe you got a little bit of a scratchy throat. You feel like a cold's coming on, but you're not sure it was because the air was dry in your apartment or in your home, and you were a mouth breather, and so your throat feels a little weird, and maybe you cough a couple of times or you sneeze a couple of times. You know, by the way, it's starting to be allergy season here in the Northeast, and a lot of people are suffering from allergies. Or maybe you've had a headache. Well, not every symptom is a harbinger of COVID-19. Not everyone who feels lousy has the coronavirus. The Wall Street Journal reports that New York City hospitals are already straining under the onslaught of novel coronavirus cases. Even as state officials say the real peak of the outbreak, get this, is nearly a month and a half away. I just watched a press conference by Governor Andrew Cuomo. It was really quite good. Whatever you think of him politically, you know, whether you love him or hate him, he did real yeoman service with kind of a fireside chat, reciting facts and figures and offering reassurance to the public this morning. 6,200 cases in New York City alone. 15% require hospitalization. A lot of people are told, you've got it, you test positive, go home. And self-quarantine, put on a mask so you don't spread it to other people. Of the 15% who require hospitalization, a certain percentage of those will require scarce resources like ventilators, which are in short supply, which is part of the problem. The hospitals are about to take a big hit, and there are lots of contingency plans to try and accommodate that. 877-726-8255 is our number. Yeah, we got a lot of topics to talk about, as we do usually here on Intelligent Medicine, but we're going to devote the lion's share of this program to discussion of coronavirus, and I'm going to share some facts and figures and some opinions and perspective with you this hour and next. You can call in with questions. Feel free to weigh in with your questions and concerns. There's mathematical modeling that suggests that this, we're just on the uphill curve of cases of coronavirus. And that's kind of an alarming potential tsunami that's headed our way. And it's already hitting big time here in New York, where I am. The expected number of secondary infections that result from introducing a single infected individual into an otherwise susceptible population was 3.58. In other words, for each person who's carrying the virus, an additional 3.58 people will be infected. So let's just assume three, you know, just round it off, a conservative estimate. Let's assume that the transmission rate is three. So one person gives rise to three people, which then give rise to nine people, which then give rise to 27 people, that then give rise to 81 people, that then mushrooms into 253 people, and then there's 759 people. And you see where this is going. There's the potential for exponential growth of this pandemic, particularly if there is not social distancing and sequestering of people with infections. But there's some reassuring news from a guy named Aaron Gin. He's not a doctor or health professional, but he's a technocrat, a mathematical modeler and data analyst. And he makes some interesting points. He says that fully 13% of Americans surveyed believe they have coronavirus. Maybe you're out there and maybe you think, well, you know, I think I've got it. Which is an impossibility. It hasn't hit to that extent. It's not affecting 13% of Americans at this point. Maybe, you know, single digits, but not 13%. 93% of people who think they are positive aren't. And there's also this statistic, more than 20% of people out there, maybe you're one of them, believe that they'll catch it. The increase is really not logarithmic or exponential, as, you know, that previous estimate suggested. It's really around 10% per day, which is bad, but it's not catastrophic. Also, there's a bell curve. No new cases reported in China. Now, you have to be skeptical of the Chinese reports because they've expelled American journalists. They have a lot of control on social media and their journalism. It's state media. But there's definitely a decrease in cases in countries where this originated. Cases are declining in some of the areas hardest hit, like Korea. And even if you catch it, worst case scenario, your chance of dying is like 1% unless you're among the very vulnerable. We'll talk a little bit about what makes people susceptible to problems. There are also signs that in Westchester, New Rochelle was a hotspot where some of the first New York cases occurred. Cases are declining. So there's a bell curve. That means that it goes up and then it goes down. And we're going to see more and more cases because we're rapidly onboarding mass testing. So we're going to see an explosion in cases, but that's merely an artifact of we're testing more people. So we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about what it means to flatten the curve. We're seeing that meme on Twitter, hashtag flatten the curve. Are we prolonging the agony? Or is it really essential to shut down everything to minimize the shock to our healthcare system? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. It's all about coronavirus today, folks. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're trying to take an intelligent medicine approach to the current coronavirus epidemic. And we invite your phone calls and questions and concerns. 877-726-8255. We're here. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose your questions. All right. What's the meaning of flattening the curve? Flattening the curve means, well, if you can visualize a parabola with a steep ascent,
and then a curve at the top, and then a steep descent. That's kind of what happened in China. It just burned through the population very rapidly. That is what's called, if you go back to your high school geometry, that's what's called a bell curve, or your statistics class. That's a bell curve. And flattening the curve means that we're going to take the ends of that, and we're going to stretch them out, and the peak will be much lower, but the whole process will take longer. So are we merely prolonging the agony with all these draconian measures to shut things down and socially distance? Are we going to tank the economy in the process? Well, really, the goal is to minimize the shock to the healthcare system, because if lots of people are 4-plus sick, and it, statistically, it's unlikely that you'll be so sick that you'll need to go to the hospital. But if you do, that's going to put a burden on the hospital. And then if you're among those who just don't respond to routine care and you require ventilation and you develop a very severe pneumonia, you're going to require one of those ventilators, which are a scarce resource, and hospitals aren't really prepared to take that hit. So flattening the curve is not so much about preventing the disease from running its course through the populace. It may take longer. It's about minimizing the damage to the healthcare system. And also, the hospitals, by the way, take care of other sick people, and other sick people will be pushed out, deprioritized, and there may be collateral damage and deaths due to the fact that people don't get routine care because of all the disruption caused by the coronavirus. But interesting thing about flattening the curve, you know, viruses change and mutate over time. And, you know, even the worst plagues, you know, the Black Plague, bubonic plague of the Middle Ages, and Ebola, and previous epidemics, like the Spanish flu, we'll talk a little bit about that later, they burn themselves out. But one of the effects of sequestering is to reduce the possibility for transmission of the virus. But also, the virus is undergoing natural selection and mutation. But in order to survive, when you're practicing social distancing, the virus reduces its symptoms. And that's so it can become more stealthy and it can be more easily transmitted. It makes sense from the standpoint of the virus. But that's a good thing when it comes to us, because we won't be 4-plus sick. A virus like Ebola that kills people rapidly, that's not a very successful biological process. It does not favor a long-term sustaining of Ebola, because it kills people quickly, and its symptoms are very obvious. When people have Ebola, they're bleeding through their nose and mouth, and it's very obvious. And that makes it so the transmission is actually less. A virus that is stealthy and minor, you know, like the common cold, people go about their business. And so it's possible that flattening the curve may actually reduce the severity of the virus. We'll have to see. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll talk more about coronavirus in just a moment, inviting your phone calls. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're taking an intelligent medicine approach to what is really a very, very scary pandemic. It's officially been declared that by the World Health Organization, and there's 6,200 cases in New York City alone where I am residing. Viral apocalypses are already firmly embedded in our imaginations. There are plenty of movies and books with end-of-the-world scenarios that have scared us over the past few years. It's a favorite theme. Stephen King's The Stand was about a bioengineered virus that escaped and basically eradicated the vast majority of people in the world, with a few survivors who somehow were miraculously immune. But civilization had to start all over again. And that's pretty much standard fare, various permutations of that. So a lot of people are thinking that this is the end of the world as we know it. This too shall pass. And we'll talk about some of the facts, some of the scary things, but also some of the reassuring things associated with this current pandemic. Spring break. That's precisely what happened in China. The Chinese New Year's, the Chinese government was remiss in not stopping their huge New Year's celebrations. They make spring break in the Florida beaches look like, just a very, very small scale enterprise, because people all over China travel to see their relatives, their big gatherings and parties. And that's what really spread this like wildfire. And then Italy had winter break and lots of ski vacations, so they spread the virus all over Europe. And then a lot of people insisted on going to Spain, which became a hot spot. That's a favorite getaway spot for Europeans because it's warmer. And now we have the spring breakers, the kids who are aware that the fatality rate for coronavirus is actually very low in young people. That's one feature of this. Although there certainly are exceptions. They're not invulnerable. But they're partying like it's the end of the world. And the net result is then they go back to their colleges all over the country and visit relatives and are spreading that. And that's, so totally irresponsible. It's hedonistic, and it's really shirking personal responsibility for putting a damper on the spread of this virus. There's an interesting article about the collateral damage of COVID-19, that people are eating junk food. More and more people are gravitating towards comfort food. There's lots of people baking cookies and making pasta, mac and cheese, because what do you gravitate to in a crisis? You go for comfort food. There's also the collateral damage of the economic hazards, unemployment, isolation, anxiety, poverty. These are real health risk factors. And we're not kissing each other. We're not hugging each other. There's no physical contact. That means we make less of the love hormone, which is oxytocin. That relieves anxiety. We don't have the opportunity to do that. Virtual communication does not offer us an opportunity to make a lot of oxytocin. There's some people who say, look, this is no big deal. There's some equivalence to the seasonal flu, which I believe is false. But what they're saying here is that thousands of people die from the flu every year. So what's the big whoop here? We've only had a few hundred deaths, not even in the United States, I think a couple of hundred. 34,000 Americans die of the flu every year. That's according to last year's statistics. 75% were over 65. But this is actually a false equivalence, because you may say, well, you know, there are tens of thousands of people die in traffic accidents every year, and we don't pay attention to that. But it's the excess mortality of COVID-19 and the burden that's going to create on our hospital system. And ultimately, far less people will die probably than from other things. But there is the potential to overwhelm our healthcare system. Let's look, for the sake of comparison, at the Spanish flu. In 1918, at the end of World War I, the Spanish flu ravaged the world. It is estimated that it may have killed 50 to 100 million people worldwide. In the United States alone, there were 675,000 deaths. But then we had a population that was one-third of our current population of over 300 million. The highest death rates, interestingly, it was very different. The highest death rates, half of the total, were in the age group 20 to 40, which is not the case now. And get this, 99% were younger than 65. So it was very different. This is a virus that seems to affect the vulnerable, the immunosuppressed, the elderly. Not exclusively, but it tends to group in those areas. And the theory is that the Spanish flu was something that hijacked people's immune systems. If they had a strong, robust immune system, they had a strong, strong response to the virus, which ultimately caused what's called a cytokine storm, which is an overwhelming immune response that, if left unchecked, could flood the lungs with fluid and cause septic shock, and then people died. And, you know, add to that the fact that there weren't any antibiotics, but antibiotics are virtually useless against viruses, but it's thought that there were a lot of secondary infections and that people may have succumbed to bacterial pneumonia. Nobody will know because, you know, hindsight is 20/20. Now, there's some ambiguity about masks. I walk around, and I was in the airports traveling from Tortola up here, which was kind of scary because people were in really scary-looking masks, other people oblivious. Mixed signals, masks work, masks don't work, hospital workers don't have enough masks. So if masks don't work, why are they saying we need more masks in the hospitals? And certain masks are just a placebo, because an ordinary surgical mask is designed to prevent germs from going out, but doesn't prevent germs from coming in. So these N95 masks are thought to be the bomb for this. I've tried them on. They're kind of cumbersome. They make my glasses fog up. And, you know, I went to the market and I had my mask on, just, you know, trying it out. And I ordered some sliced turkey breast. And I had to repeat it about five times before the guy understood. He was on a sandwich. I said, no, just sliced turkey breast. And I was talking to my mask. And part of communication is reading people's lips. He couldn't see my mouth move because I was wearing a mask. And they're uncomfortable. And they're scary. They create sort of general panic. Do they work? Don't they work? If you're sick, you definitely should wear a mask to prevent spread to other people. If you're well, you know, unless you're going to a real hot zone kind of area, like a very crowded place, which you shouldn't be doing anyway, maybe it confers some protection, but it's not 100% protection, because you really get protection. You got to have goggles, and you have to have something to cover your hair, and gloves, and basically a spacesuit. That's what they do in the hospitals around infected people. So the mask, yeah, you know, get a mask if you can. I don't know. It's sort of placebo effect. Here's something on a different theme. If you're suffering from frequent fatigue, let me tell you about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. We'll talk to Dr. Garth Nicholson next week, who is one of the top researchers on NT Factor. He's got some interesting things to share with us during one of our weekday podcasts. ProPax has NT Factor. It's your one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs. It's got omega-3s as well. But say you like your current multi
and you take omega-3 anyway, and you just want the NT factor alone. There's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it provides you with unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT factor for years. Don't go a day without it. Now, with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And speaking of supplements, I've noticed a real surge in orders at our online store, which is Fullscript. It's like, people want to get toilet paper and they want to get vitamins to fortify their immune systems. And there's been a real run on certain products that support immunity. A lot of them are back ordered. And I'm going to share a message from Fullscript from the chief executive officer, Fran Towey. She writes, this is for practitioners like myself. Dear valued practitioner, we've been monitoring news regarding COVID-19 and are saddened by both its global impact and its presence in our own backyard. Our company is here to support you so you can help your patients stay well. This past week, you may have noticed several products in our catalog were on back order or out of stock. Oh, yeah. We've been experiencing an extremely high demand for immune support products. In some cases, we're able to increase our inventory and work overtime to accommodate the uptick in orders. In other cases, unfortunately, we're not even able to procure the inventory that we need due to manufacturer shortages. Yeah, some of the factories are affected. Some of the supply chains may involve ingredients that are sourced in China, so they can't get them. We're doing everything we possibly can in concert with our supplier partners, but it remains very difficult for us to determine exactly when some of these products will be available again. We understand that you turn to us to deliver the specific products that you trust most to support your patients and achieve optimal outcomes. Our ultimate goal, as is yours, is to provide patients with tools to support their health. Yours truly in health, Fran Towey, Chief Executive Officer of Fullscript. So be patient. These products should return. You know, things like echinacea and elderberry and oregano, they should be available. And in the next hour, I'll share with you a source for oregano that I think is very good. And we'll talk about some of the nutritional support products and whether they have something to recommend them for dealing with this, for bolstering your immune system to help you cope with the current pandemic crisis. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Call in with questions about anything you like. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Got a good gut feeling? Well, Michael Shore certainly did in 2000 when he founded Essential Formulas to distribute Dr. O'Hara's probiotics in the U.S. While Mike was visiting Malaysia in 1997, he came down with severe digestive distress. A local doctor recommended a fermented probiotic paste made from natural fruits and vegetables developed by international award-winning microbiologist Dr. O'Hara. Mike recovered quickly and flew to Japan to meet Dr. O'Hara to discuss bringing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to North America. That's the story of how Essential Formulas was formed 20 years ago. And on their 20th anniversary, all of us want to congratulate Essential Formulas for bringing superior probiotic supplements that are now standard at every natural health retailer across the U.S. From Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to probiotic lotions and beauty bars for skincare to their new probiotic collagen products, Essential Formulas is your go-to place for probiotic health and wellness. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping
on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And if you subscribe to our podcast, it's free. I mean, you can also download it from our website. We've got a very, very interesting podcast that we're breaking precedent because we're going to release it on a Sunday. Usually our podcasts are weekday podcasts. We have a very interesting podcast that I recorded yesterday with Dr. Leo Galland, one of the foremost experts on integrative medicine, on the supplements that he believes can be helpful for coronavirus. So don't miss that. And it'll be up there. It'll be posted all week for you to download. But if you subscribe, you'll get it in your inbox tomorrow on a Sunday, which is, yeah, we're really breaking precedent amid this crisis. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can call us right now. Or, by the way, you can record a question, 877-726-8255, during the times when we're not live broadcasting. We'll enable you to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Just two quick questions. One about colloidal silver and the coronavirus. What if I mixed some colloidal silver with distilled water and put it in a very strong nebulizer and inhaled the mist? Would that help prevent or cure the coronavirus if I had it? A second question is, do you believe in these fat loss cool sculpting devices that get rid of fat around the love handles? Thanks for your reply. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's talk about colloidal silver, because colloidal silver is in the crosshairs these days from the Federal Trade Commission because of rather aggressive claims that they made in relationship to viral diseases. Now, when it comes to supplements that are not medications, you can make claims that are sort of vague, like supports the immune system, helps the body optimize its response, blah, blah, blah. But you can't say that it kills bacteria, viruses, cures this, that, or the other malady, colds, flus, influenza. The FTC recently issued warnings to seven companies who made claims like the following. Structured silver allows a silver particle cluster of silver to kill multiple bacteria, viruses, and yeast candida pathogens throughout the body until it is safely excreted. This is based on the principle that silver it used to be used, and still used to some extent. There's a medication called Silvodyne, which is used venous ulcers on the legs and for wound healing and for burns. Burn victims receive Silvodyne treatments. In fact, a silver solution eye drop is instilled into babies' eyes to, you know, as a means of preventing the transmission of gonorrhea. So really, there's a real principle there. The question is, does it do anything against viruses? And the answer is, it probably doesn't. Really, you know, silver, it may be active against bacteria, but it's unclear that it works against viruses. And I really wouldn't suggest that you inhale the stuff in a nebulizer, because it's going to go real deep in the lungs, and it could be an irritant to the lungs. It's one thing to apply it to the skin if you have a superficial infection. I've recommended that. Or if you, you know, have a sore throat, you can gargle and, you know, spit it out. But to take it into the lungs, that's not so great. Also, okay, cool sculpting. You can get some modest benefits in terms of reduction of love handles or, you know, unsightly bulges. Sometimes just by dieting alone, you can't make, the unsightly fat deposits go away. And cool sculpting can help. So it's not a bad thing, but it's no substitute for diet and exercise, which is really the way to burn down your fat stores. Some people have just accumulated so much fat that it's hard for that to happen. All right. So how is this transmitted? Scientists found that severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, that's, you know, coronavirus, was detectable in aerosols for up to 3 hours, up to 4 hours on copper, which is usually a disinfectant, and up to 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. So it is conceivable that those packages that you're receiving, you know, if somebody's really sick and they're coughing and sneezing on the packages, that they could have put something on there. Surfaces need to be swabbed down. That's what I did when I got on the plane from Tortola, had my alcohol swabs, and did a really good, thorough job of swabbing down the surface. You can also use Clorox bleach, a diluted solution of that. That'll also help to disinfect. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. More on coronavirus in the next hour. We've got some solutions for you coming up.